Good evening. Reporting just a few miles from the heart of it all, it's Thursday, October 23rd, 2025. I'm Jordan Levinson, and here's what's happening inside the district. Breaking news this morning, strike averted after a grueling 18-hour bargaining session that concluded at 4:30 in the morning. Local 802, Broadway's labor union representing musicians, reached a tentative deal on a new contract with the Broadway League. Musicians had threatened to walk off the job today if no agreement had been reached. The details of the contract have not yet been revealed, but it includes wage increases and healthcare benefit increases, just as musicians were pushing for. This settlement comes just a few days after Actors Equity, representing actors and stage managers, reached an agreement of their own with the league. If musicians had not reached a deal, Equity was ready to strike alongside them in solidarity. There are 32 shows currently running on Broadway, including 24 musicals, and all but a few of them will have been affected by a strike. Details of Equity's agreement have just been shared. They include a 3% salary increase for each year of this three-year contract. The league's contributions to the workers' health fund will also increase. Equity members have until 5 p.m. on October 30th to vote on ratification. If approved, which will very likely be the case, the contract will take effect 120 days later. Congratulations to both unions for pushing hard and fighting for what they want. And finally, today, LaShawn's has departed the producing team of the upcoming fall 2026 revival of Dreamgirls, citing professional reasons in an Instagram post. Chances are there is an underlying situation here that she and other sources have refused to dive into at this point. This is a developing story. The other lead producers of this Dreamgirls revival are Sonia Friedman, John Johnson, and Sue Wagner. Further details will be revealed in due time. And that is Inside the District for today. Once again, I'm Jordan Levinson. Lights out.